الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، in continuation from the last lesson as it relates to the aqidah of these two imams, Abu Hatim, yani aqidah Abu Hatim wa Abi Zur'a. We'll continue with the issue relating to the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But before we continue, can somebody tell me the definition of a sahaba? What's the definition of a sahaba? ما هي تعريف الصحابة؟ ما هي تعريف وما هو تعريف الصحابة؟ تعريف الصحابة. The people who saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or heard him. Huh? Even blind people. Okay, that's correct, yani generally. But to make it easier, what do we say? Who met the Prophet? من لقيا تعريف الصحابة من لقيا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على الإسلام ومات على الإسلام. So the definition of a sahaba is the one that met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and having iman, and he was a mu'min believer, and he died upon that, or yani upon Islam. He died upon Islam. And that definition was arrafahu Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani fil Fath al-Bari la fil Nukhba, and kadhalika nasabahu ila Imam al-Ahmad wa Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So it's a definition from Hafiz Ibn Hajar, and he attributed this to Imam Ahmad, and afterwards also to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. We mentioned a few virtues of the companions رضي الله تعالى عنهم. What were the virtues of the companions? Who can give me a virtue of the companions of Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم? All of the companions were promised paradise. Is that ijma? Is that consensus? Ijma? Okay, we'll deal with that in a minute, inshallah. What other virtues of the companions we mentioned were that they were there when the revelation came. They were there with the revelation. And they would ask the Prophet ﷺ questions and Allah would reveal the answer. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They ask you, what should they give in charity? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the answer. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ. They ask you as it relates to menstruation. And Allah جَاءَ بِالْجَوَابِ وَأَنْزَلَ الْجَوَابِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the answer. is a virtue of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other virtues of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he say? A hadith, any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regards to the virtue of the companions. خَيْرُ قَرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ. The best generation is my generation and those after them and those after them. What did we say about this hadith? What did we say? This hadith ليس بصحيح. نعم. لفظ هذا ليس بصحيح. This term saying the best generation, يعني is my generation and those after him. يعني in the ilm of hadith, they're very precise in the narrations. There's two narrations. There's one that says خير الناس وخير قرن. Okay, the hadith that is sahih is خير الناس. It's not of that one is sahih. خير الناس, the best of mankind, not just of generation. The best of what? Mankind, which is more general. The best of mankind is my generation, and those after them, and then those after them. And we have a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100. Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 100. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and those who are foremost in Islam from the Muhajirun, and those Ansar, those who migrated to Medina, and from those Ansar who resided in Medina before the Hijrah, and they were the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and those who follow them in correctness. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. What did we mention here as benefits that can be taken from this verse? What are the benefits that can be taken from this verse? The foremost in Islam, from those who embrace Islam, the Muhajirun Ansar, and those who follow them in correctness, Allah is pleased with them and they're pleased with Allah. What are the benefits that we mention from this hadith? Anybody else? Yalash. First benefit. Allah is pleased indefinitely. Allah is indefinitely pleased with the companion, rida mutlaq. Rida mutlaq. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mashtarata ayy shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sabiqun al-awwalun min al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-ladhina ittaba'un bishart ihsan. And those who follow them in correctness. As for the companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He's pleased with them. He's pleased with them. And this is a refutation against who? A Shia, or as we like to call them, which they're really known as, the Rawafid. This is a refutation against the Rawafid and Rawafida, and it's a refutation against the Khawarij. The Rawafid, they made takfir on all of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, except maybe four or five. Except more than four or five. And from those is Ali ibn Abi Talib and Bilal. From those and some other companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they made takfir of them. And this ayah is a refutation against them. A third benefit, which I didn't mention last lesson, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as-sabiqun wa-awwalun. He mentioned the people first, yani those who he's pleased with first. And then he mentioned the verb after that, radiyallahu. Okay? So Allah is pleased with them. Allah mentioned them first. Allah mentioned them first, and then the verb, which is Allah is pleased with them, He mentioned after. In the ilm al-usul, this is yufidu la taqsis. Yufidu ish? Taqsis. Like when we say, it means Allah is specifically pleased with them. Allah is specifically pleased with them. Because in the Arabic language, the normal way is that you mention the verb, and then you mention those, the thing that the verb acted on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ones that were acted on first, and then mentioned the verb. As-sabiqun came first. Is that the verb? No. The foremost. These are the people, sir. And then he mentioned radiyallahu anhum. Then he mentioned the verb afterwards. In the ilm of in the Arabic language, this shows takhsis. This shows what? Takhsis. Allah specifically shows extra emphasis. It shows extra emphasis. Takhsis wa hasar. Allah specifically pleased with them, and specifically please with those who follow them with ihsan, which is a proof of following the correct manhaj, because Allah is specifically pleased with those who follow the Allah is specifically pleased with the companions and those who follow the companions in correctness. And this is like when we say iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka, yani oh you Allah. So Allah is the one the ibadah is done on, sah? So we mention Allah first and then na'bud, we worship. That's the verb, sah? This means we worship you alone. This means we worship you alone and no one else. Yani you feel taqsis. Okay? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And this is the power of the Arabic language, and it shows here in the ayah sabiqul awwalun, it shows the virtue of the companions, and also it shows the virtue of those who follow the way of the companions, yani ahli sunnati wal jama'ah. And we mentioned another narration showing the virtues of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us suba ashabu law anna ahadukum anfaqa mithla uhudin dhahaban ma la yablughish mudda ahadihima wala nasifa. Where the Prophet ﷺ said that, do not curse my companions. Do not curse my companions. Because if any of you were to give in charity the size of Mount Uhud, if any of you were to give in charity the size of Mount Uhud, you would not reach what they've given in charity, even al-mudda. And then al-mudda, as we mentioned, that nowadays is considered what? 500 and what? 8 grams. 508 grams. You couldn't, if they've gave charity of this, you couldn't even match this, even if you gave charity in the size of Mount Uhud. They're showing the virtue of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La tusubbu ashabi, la tusubbu ashabi." Do not curse my companions. Then we mentioned that the best of this ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and after him is who? Umar, and then after Umar, Uthman, and after Umar, Uthman, Zabli Abi Talib. And we mentioned different narrations pertaining to the virtue of each of these companions. We mentioned different narrations pertaining to the virtue of each of these companions. So as for today's lesson, we say point number one. Nuqtatu ula. Point number one. As for the virtue of Uthman ibn Affan and the virtue of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is regarding the virtues of Uthman ibn Affan and the virtues of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu. Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, there's two issues we mentioned here in the first point. Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, ikhtalafu fi fadli Uthman wa Ali ba'da sahaba. Ahlul Sunnah, after the companions, had a difference of opinion on who's more virtuous, Uthman or Ali. Had a difference of opinion. Why? Because their virtues are quite similar. Their virtues are quite similar. But the correct opinion is that Uthman ibn Affan is what? More virtuous than Ali ibn Abi Talib. And we mentioned a hadith last week, last lesson, from Abdullah ibn Umar. What was that hadith? He says, "Kunna nukhayyir bayna ashabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ahdi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So we used to select who's the best. Nufaddil. We used to select who's the best from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we said, is who? Abu Bakr, thumma Umar, thumma Uthman. So this is a proof to show that Uthman is more virtuous than Ali. And we mentioned that this narration from Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, is a statement from him. But is it considered a sunnah? No. Is it considered a sunnah? No. Yes, it's considered a sunnah because he mentioned and he said, hadha marfu'. Have a hukmish marfu'. Why? Because Abdullah ibn Umar qal kunna fi ahdi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kunna fi ahd an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we used to, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he mentioned that we used to select Abu Bakr as the best, and then Umar, and then Uthman, and to the end of the hadith. This shows that at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make inkar. He didn't reject that statement. And if it was incorrect, the Prophet ﷺ would have said something. Because he's the best of advisors. He's the best of advisors, ﷺ. And لا يجوز تأخير البيان عند الوقت الحاجة. And the principle is that it's not permissible to delay clarification in times of its need. And there was no clarification there was no clarification that occurred here, which means it wasn't needed. So that's the first point, and that is that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah after the companions differed with Uthman and Ali, but the correct opinion is that Uthman was more virtuous than Ali. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that Ahlul Sunnah kanu qad ikhtalafu fi Uthman wa Ali ba'da ittifaqihim ala taqdimi Abi Bakr wa Umar ayyuhuma afdal. He said that Ahlul Sunnah, Shaykh al-Islam said that Ahlul Sunnah, they differed regards to Uthman and Ali, who's more virtuous, after they agreed on that Abu Bakr is more virtuous than Umar wa ta'anhuma na'am. And one of the Salaf that used to hold this was Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala. Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he held that Ali was more virtuous than Uthman. He held that Ali was more virtuous than Uthman. And he visited Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani spoke to him and brought the proofs to him, and then Sufyan agreed that the best of the two is Uthman ibn Affan, showing the sincerity of the Salaf and the sincerity of the Salaf and wanting the truth. Naam. Point number two, Khilafah. As it relates to the Khilafah of Uthman and Ali, Taban, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have a consensus. There's Ijma' that Uthman is the first Khalifa before Ali. This is Ijma'. This is what? Ijma', a consensus. It's a consensus that that Uthman was rightfully the Khalifa before Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the companions had ijma' on this, and they all done bay'ah. They pledged allegiance to Uthman ibn Affan when Ali was there. And all of the companions came to an agreement that Uthman ibn Affan, haqqu bi khalifa fi dhaq al-waqt, that he was the one that was more befitting to be the khalifa at that time. Which is why the people of the Sunnah, and as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, and before him Imam Ahmad, they said that the one who says that Ali should have been a Khalifa before Uthman is more astray than a domestic donkey. He's more astray than a domestic donkey. And this is a statement from Shaykh al-Islam, and before him a statement from Imam Ahmad. So now we go to point number three. And that is, what is said about the ones that preferred, said that Uthman was more virtuous than Ali. What is the ruling on that? The ones in that time who said that Uthman Ali is better than Uthman. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the ulama had difference of opinion regards to this. Some of the ulama yubaddi'unahum. They said that they do tabdi' a class as the one who says that Ali ibn Abi Talib is better than Uthman ibn Affan. They said that he's a mubtadi'. And some of the Salaf had another opinion, and that is that they do not make tabdi'. They do not class as an innovator the one who holds, yani yufaddil Ali ala Uthman ibn Affan. Why? Because their virtue is very close. And it's an error that they made. And obviously, like we mentioned, some of the Salaf that made that error, they took back the opinion and classed Uthman ibn Affan as better than Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this is the correct opinion, that they don't make tabdi' of them, because it's not a matter of usul. It's not a matter of the foundation of aqidah. It's ijtihad that they made, and they felt that Ali was better. But the correct opinion, obviously, is that Uthman is more virtuous than Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then the Sheikh Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zura al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala, they said, وَأَنَّ الْعَشْرَ الَّذِينَ سَمَّاهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَشَهِدَ لَهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ عَلَى مَا شَهِدَ بِهِ وَقَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ. And they mentioned as point number five in the Aqeedah that the ones who that the ten that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named and said that they were from the people of Jannah, that we believe that this is the truth, and anyone else that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned as from the people of Jannah, we say that it is the truth that they are the people of Jannah. And Shaykh Rabi', point number one, as relates to this, Shaykh Rabi', hafizahullah ta'ala, يقول يشير إلى حديث الذي يرويه عبد الرحمن بن عوف ومن طريق آخر أو أخرى أيضا جاء عن سعيد بن زيد. And he said that they're indicating the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and also which is narrated by Sa'id ibn Zayd, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul Abu Bakr fi Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr is in Jannah. Wa Umar fi Jannah. And Umar is in Jannah. Wa Uthman is in Jannah. And Uthman is in Jannah. Wa Ali fi Jannah. Wa Talha fi Jannah. Wa Zubayr fi Jannah. Wa Abdul Rahman ibn Auf fi Jannah. وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن جراح في الجنة. And he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Imam Ahmad put place in his book and his compilation of hadith, and also Ibn Majah rahimahullah jami'an, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Abu Bakr, Uthman, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sa'id ibn Abi Waqas, Sa'id ibn Jubair, Zayd, and Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, that all of these 10 are in Jannah, and all of these 10 are in Paradise. And from the statement here of the Imams, when it's mentioned that we believe that these are from Jannah, this is the Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that whoever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannah, we have iman that they are the people of Jannah. And from those is Thabit ibn Qais. And from those is who? Thabit ibn Qais and Ukasha. And who? Ukasha. Which mentioned in narrations that they are from the people of Jannah. That they are the people of Jannah. And this shows the virtue of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which comes back to point number three. Okay? And that is from the statement that Allah Shams made, and that is, are all of the companions in paradise? And Shams said, yes. And Allah, he said, yes, they're all in paradise. But this is not an issue that the ulama agreed upon. The ulama were split into two different groups as it relates to the companions and whether they are in Jannah. They've been promised Jannah. The first opinion, they say that those who are promised Jannah are only the ones that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. Like these 10. These are the ones that have been promised Jannah. But as for and as for other hadith that of individuals have been promised Jannah, they've been promised Jannah as well. But those who have not been mentioned, laysa minhum. Okay? So they said, الَّذِينَ هُمْ سَمَّهُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي أَحَدِيثُهُمْ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ جَنَّةِ أَمَا الْغَيْرُهُمْ فَلَا مَنْ أَقُولْ أَنَّهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ جَنَّةِ. That's the first opinion. The second opinion, and that is that all of them is in Jannah. That all of them is in Jannah. And this is the correct opinion. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نِشْ حُسْنَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He promised all of them what? Al-Husna. And Al-Husna means what? Huh? Jannah, paradise. And Al-Husna means paradise. So this is a proof clearly that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them are in Jannah. All of them are in Jannah. And this leads us again to the importance of following the way of the companions. Because we want to be from the people of Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to follow the way of the companions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to follow the way of the companions also. And they're the people of Jannah. And it only makes sense that we follow the path of the people of Jannah. And also we have in Surah Al-Fatiha, where we say, Ihdina Suratul Mustaqim. O guide us, O Allah, we're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every salah that we do. In Surah Al-Fatiha, akhi. In every salah, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight what? Path. To the straight path. The ulama of tafsir have explained the meaning of the straight path. Some of the ulama, like Ibn Abbas, he said the straight path is Islam. The straight path is what? Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. A Sirat al-Mustaqim is Islam. Is what? Islam. Number two, some of the Salaf I've said that the Sirat al-Mustaqim is the Sunnah. That the Sirat al-Mustaqim is what? The Sunnah. Guide us to the way of the Sunnah. And Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, as is mentioned in Tafsir al-Baghawi, he says that Sirat al-Mustaqim is Sirat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa sahibah wa sahibay. He said that the straight path is the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his two companions. And who are his two companions we were mentioning? Abu Bakr and Umar. So this shows the virtues following the way of the companions. As some of the Salaf understood that in this dua that we make every day, we're asking Allah for guidance to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Some of the Salaf held that the Sirat al-Mustaqim clearly is the way of the companions. And all of them is the same because Islam is the Sunnah and the Sunnah is Islam. And the way of the companions is Islam. And Islam is the way of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of this is a straight path. And this is the dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Salah to guide us to. We're going now to point number 6. Inshallah, we're going to continue. We're not going to continue this lesson after Salah, inshallah. We're going to try and finish as much as we can before Salah. But before we get to the point number 6, okay, can we put this as point number 4 for the last point? And that's with regards to the companions. And that is some of the ulama, some of the scholars of hadith have, excuse me for forgetting that, some of the scholars of hadith have placed the Sahaba in maratib. Levels, okay, and from those is Al-Hakim, yani rataba Sahaba ila kam ila 11 martaba, 11 or 15 martaba, 11 or 15 different levels, and Ibn Sa'd in his Tabaqat, and the Tabaqat is the narrators of the Hadith narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narrators of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their levels, and their levels. And of course, the highest levels are who? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ibn Sa'd, he put the companions into 5 levels. Ibn Sa'd, rahimahullah ta'ala, rattaba ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ila khamsata tabaqat. Ila khamsish? Tabaqat. Into 5 different levels. He divided them into 5 different levels. Amma tabaqatul ula على السابقة في الإسلام ممن شاهد بدرا من المهاجرين والأنصار وحلفائهم ومواليهم. Ibn Sa'd, he said that the highest level are those who were the first to embrace Islam from the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from those who fought in the Battle of Badr, and from the Muhajirin, from those who migrated to Medina, and those from the Ansar and their slaves, and their slaves. That these are the first level, highest level of the companions, and obviously those who have been promised Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith are from this tabaqa. The number 2, man lam yashhad badran min al muhajirin wal ansar walaw islam qadim. The second level is the one that did not take part in the Battle of Badr. The second level is the one that did not take part in the Battle of Badr, but he was from the foremost of Islam. He's from the foremost of those who embraced Islam. That's the tabaqa thalitha or thani? Thani. That's the second level. A tabaqa thalitha man shahida khandaq wa ma ba'daha. The third level of the companions he mentions, Ibn Sa'd, is those who were there in the Battle of Khandaq and after that. Those who fought in the Battle of Khandaq and after that. And the fourth level of the companions Ibn Sa'd mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, man aslama inda al-fathi wa fima ba'da dhalik. And he said that those who became Muslim during the conquest of Mecca, those who became Muslim during the conquest of Mecca and after that. And number 5, may Allah preserve us all. And number 5, al-ladhina tawaffa Rasulullah sallam wa ahdath al-asnan. And number 5 are those who, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, they were young. They were younglings. When the Prophet ﷺ died, that they were young. This is how the ulama of hadith, or some of the ulama of hadith, have placed the companions into levels. But kullun wa'ad Allah husna. But all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised husna. All of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised Jannah. As we've done in as it relates to the other points of Aqeedah that's mentioned in the in this Risala of the two Imams, we mentioned some of the statement of the Salaf regarding to those who differed. In this, like we done for the Murja, we mentioned the statements of the Salaf as it relates to those who were upon that Aqeedah. We have a statement from Abu Bakr ibn Iyash, rahmallahu ta'ala, who was from the Salaf, and who's called Thiqa, and is well known. He, Abu Bakr ibn Iyash, rahmallahu ta'ala, he said, لا أصلي على رافضي لا أصلي على رافضي ولا هروري لأن رافضي يجعل عمر كافرا والحروري يجعل عليا كافرا. And this is a narration from Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, I do not pray janaza on a rafidi, which means he says they're not Muslims, which means saying that the rafidi are not what? Muslims. I do not pray janaza on a rafidi, and I do not pray janaza on a hururi. Yani hururi is another name for the khawarij. Is another name for the Khawarij, the Kharijites. لأن رافضي يجعل عمر كافر. Because the Rawafid, they said that Umar ibn Khattab is a kafir. And because the Khawarij, they said that Ali ibn Abi Talib is a kafir. So because of this, this Salaf, he said, we do not pray on him. Which shows the understanding of the Salaf as it relates to the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who denounce their Islam, they denounce they themselves are not Muslims. They themselves are not Muslims. Why? Because how was this deen of Islam, how did it come to us? How did the deen of Islam come to us? Except by isnad. Sahih wala? Yes or no? Isnad. وَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْلَى الرُّوَاتِ. And who are the main narrators of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The companions. So if you say that the companions are not believers, that means you're saying the whole of Islam is not correct. Sahih wala? Sahih wala? تَطْعَمْ فِي الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Which is why the Salaf made takfir of the Shia and the Rawafid, because by denouncing the Islam of the companions of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're saying that the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not valid. Hence you're denouncing that Islam is a true religion. And because of this, the ulama of the Salaf have denounced the Islam of the likes of the Rawafid and the Khawarij. And as for the Khawarij, they differed regards to them. But as for the Rawafid, there's a consensus that they're not from the fold of Islam because of their denial of the Islam of the companions and issues of the Quran also. And issues of the Quran also. Alaykum salam to Allah. Waqala ay Abu Zura wa Abu Hatim. This is the sixth Aqeedah point. وأن الله عز وجل على عرشه بائن من خلقه كما وصف نفسه في كتابه وعلى لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بلا كيف أحاط بكل شيء علما ليس كمثله شيء وهو سميع بصير. And the two imams, they began by mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani is above his throne, free for, divided or far from his creation, like he attributed himself in his book, and as he attributed in the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that with that bila kayf, without asking what, how, without asking how, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything in his knowledge. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's none that is like unto him, and he is the all-hearing and all-seeing. This is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And that is that we affirm that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, point number one, نُثْبِتْ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ subhanahu wa ta'ala لِنَفْسِهِ. We affirm that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for himself in his attributes and so forth. Upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without making ta'til, and a ta'til is negating, without negating the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes himself with a sifa, with an attribute, we affirm it, we do not make ta'til, and ta'til is negating. Wala takif. Wala takif. And we don't say how, yani how does Allah do this, how does Allah do that, or how is his attributes, sorry, or how is his attributes. We do not ask how. And the third is bila tahrif. And we do not distort. We do not do distortion. We do not distort the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah mentions his attributes in his Quran, in his Tanzil, we take it as it is and we do not distort it. At-tahrif ala qismain. At-tahrif ala qismain. At-tahrif, distortion, as it relates to the names, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are two types. Tahrif al-lafzi wa tahrif al-ma'nawi. The first one is distorting the meaning, and the second is distorting the text. An example of those who distort the meaning is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created you with his hand, biyadi. Allah created you with his hand. A distortion in meaning is say, khalaqahu bilquwatihi. So can you move forward please, brothers? To distort the meaning, there's one, as we said, the first is to distort the meaning, and the second is to distort the actual text. To distort the meaning is like saying that when Allah says he created with his hands, why don't you worship the one that I created with my hands? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. To distort this meaning is by saying hand is not meant here, rather it's strength. Rather it's what? Strength. This is tahrif al-ma'nawi. This is tahrif al-ma'nawi. This is distorting the meaning. As for tahrif al-lafzi and distorting the actual text, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in Surah Taha, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above his throne. Tahrif al-lafzi is to change istawa to istawla. Tahrif of distortion of the text is to change the actual literal text, istawa, which means to rise, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributed to himself, to change it to istawla, which means to what? Conquer. Which means to conquer. This is tahrif al-lafzi. So we do not do tahrif al-itlaq. We don't do any tahrif. We take it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book and upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bila tamthil. Bila tamthil. And we do not make and resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. We do not say Allah's hand is like our hand. We do not say Allah rises like we rise. Allah rises above his throne according to his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of the sunnah, we do not do ta'til, we do not do ish. Okay, let's say in English. We do not negate, yani ta'til. And we do not do, tahrif. And tahrif means what? Distort. And to distort is how many types? Two. The first one is what? The text. And the second? The meaning. And we do not do what? Tamthil. And that is to resemble Allah to his creation. And for I forgot, we don't do takif. We don't do what? Takif. Yeah, we don't ask how. We don't ask how. Because that's from the Ilmul Ghaib. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his kitab, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بيش غيب. That is the book, a guidance for those who are pious, those that believe in the unseen. And the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the unseen. So it's from iman of the muttaqin. So it's from the iman of those who are pious to have iman in the names and attributes of Allah and affirm it without negating it, without asking how the sifat are, without making tahrif or distorting it, or without resembling the sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creation. And we leave it there inshallah ta'ala, and then we'll continue next week, Monday. Let's test you now. Sorry, test you. Zakalakhir. Why don't you make sujood now? Sorry, Zakalakhir. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So yeah, the brother corrected me. He said that the ayah when last one Allah said, "Lima test you, lima khalatum yadi." Why don't you worship? Make sujood to the one who I created with my hands. It's not worship that's intended here. It's a sujood of ihtiram.